I have waited for centuries in secrecy and shadows for the return of my beloved. She is here, in this place, and I must know her, protect her, love her. The Winston-Salem Festival Ballet brings the classic story of Dracula to life, but with a modern twist. The new ballet by founder and artistic director Gary Taylor, with original music by UNCSA film music composition head Chris Heckman, is told from the viewpoint of the Count himself. Dracula runs Friday, October 4th through Sunday the 6th, with evening performances at 8 and Sunday matinee at 2 in Hanesbrands Theater. Composer Chris Heckman has collaborated with Danny Elfman, and his recent credits include the acclaimed video game Red Dead Redemption and the award-winning short film The Perfect Gentleman. Gary Taylor's ballet Temptation received national recognition, winning the prestigious Regional Dance America National Choreographic Commission Award.
I had to approach it in a way of the spectator's point of view, a dancer's point of view, and trying to make the ballet accessible. And also, I think, moving. And Chris's music is just, I mean, when we started working together last year and started pulling the score together as we were doing the rehearsals, I was watching something come to life even more so than I could imagine just by adding Chris's music to it. That was magical. And the dancers who that year had done the same roles the year before, and I had almost the same cast, I just had a few new members, really felt this transformation. And I saw in their faces, they saw in my face, when we started working in that studio with the choreography, with the new score, how it just truly, I think Chris captured the ability for it to truly come to life.
It's a nice canvas to approach, I would think, from a composer standpoint. Just the theme and approaching it with dance. It's this kind of blank, sonically speaking, canvas.
Well, it's funny how it's so similar to a film, because actually what Gary gave me was the performance from the previous year with the classical music that he was using and some film selections from film music.
A temp track.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a temp track that I had to, again, kind of familiarize and then get rid of, you know, so I approached it fresh. But I basically scored the thing because I was matching movements. I had to map the tempo exactly, you know, so that Gary didn't have to change the choreography very much.
You know? What's a favorite of yours, Gary, just from the pairing of the music with your choreography?
Well, I have a slang word for, I guess, the first dynamic dance in the second act, which is the vamp dance. And that's one of those ones I think all the dancers in the cast, whether they're or not, want to do it, not just because of the choreography. I mean, it's very dynamic, but also because of Chris's music added to it. It's just, it really, in a sense, rocks.
I
think it rocks.
I think it rocks as much as an orchestra can rock.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, what are we going to be hearing here orchestration-wise?
Orchestration-wise, pretty heavy full-string section, very large brass section. Only use women's choir because that represents the vampires much more. They're all vampiruses, you know, so, or vamps as we call them.
Okay, well, let's hear. This is a vamp dance from Dracula, music by Chris Heckman. UNCSA film music composition head Chris Heckman and Winston-Salem Festival Ballet founder and artistic director Gary Taylor. See the world through the eyes of Dracula as he searches and finds his one and only love during the Festival Ballet's upcoming production of Dracula. It opens Friday, October 4th, and will run through Sunday the 6th with evening performances at 8 and a Sunday matinee at 2 in Hanesbrands Theater in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.